This is a guided standing yoga meditation for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at UMass Medical School.
Please follow along as best as you can with the instructions as they're given, keeping in mind that you are in charge of your own well-being. Only you know your experience. Move slowly so you can pay attention to your body, to the sensations, so that you can move wisely as far into a pose as is possible for you in this particular moment, but not beyond where there's a stretch and moving into pain. You should not have pain doing standing yoga. If you find that you have pain, please pause and move back out of the pose. And again, if what is suggested is not possible for you at all, then imagine in your mind your body in those positions, making those movements. This will still be of benefit for you. So begin by coming to a standing position, the body dignified but relaxed. Feet parallel, rooting down through the soles of the feet into the earth, but not collapsing onto the feet, energy still rising up the body, lifting the sternum, the breastbone, allowing the shoulders to fall down the back, taking the head back into that imaginary headrest behind you, and reaching up to the sky from the crown of your head. This is known as mountain pose. You can return to this pose at any time during your practice or at any time during your days when you find yourself standing. Just by coming to your breath and sensations in the body of standing equally balanced on both feet, shoulders relaxed, face relaxed. And then turning the palms open out to the sides. The next time the breath comes in, inhale your fingers up towards the sky. So reaching the arms out to the side and all the way up overhead. Arms may be straight or elbows may be bent. Reaching just as high as is possible for you. And then the next time the breath moves out of your body, turn the palms down and exhale as you lower the arms. So letting the breath just breathe naturally in and out as you inhale, raising the arms up overhead, reaching the fingers towards the sky, and as you exhale, slowly lowering the arms down. At your own rate, with your own breath, raising the arms on the inhale and lowering the arms on the exhale. If that feels too complicated to match the movement to the breath, then simply let the breath flow in and out and raise your arms slowly up and down with awareness, mindful of all the sensations in the body with this movement. And then the next time that your fingers are up towards the sky, pause for a moment and reach the arms out to the side to a T position, pressing the hands away from you and the fingers up towards the sky, noticing sensations. And then lowering your left arm, reach your right arm up towards the sky, stretching the whole right side of the body. And then lowering the right arm, raise the left arm up towards the sky and stretch the whole left side of the body. Bringing your left arm back down, coming back to mountain pose for a moment, pausing, noticing the soles of the feet on the ground, arms at your side. And then inhaling the arms up overhead, reaching once again the fingers towards the sky. And as you exhale, reach both arms up and over to the right, so making a C shape out of the spine as you move the arms to the right. Straight arms if possible, or bent elbows if that's more appropriate for you. And then inhaling back up to the center and exhaling over to the left, half moon shape of the spine, reaching up and over to the left. Back up to the center one more time and over to the right. And back up to center and over to the left. Coming back up to center, bend the elbows and place the hands behind the head. Doing a little cat and cow, which we did in the yoga practice last week. Go ahead, this is a standing cat and cow. Tiny bend in the knees. Reach the hands back again behind the head. Take the elbows back and arch the back, looking up towards the sky. If you had a tail, you'd be taking it back behind you, opening the whole front of the spine. And then reverse the spine. So bringing your waist area back, tucking your tail between your legs if you had one, chin to your chest, elbows towards each other, opening the whole back of the spine. And then gently back and forth with your own breath, arching and bending the spine. So coming up, head and tail back, elbows back, opening the front of the spine. And reversing, opening the back of the spine, pressing the waist area back behind you, chin to chest, elbows towards each other. And then coming back to neutral spine, release the hands, let the arms be loose at the sides, separating your feet a little wider than hip width apart. Go ahead and swing from side to side. So the arms will swing as you turn to look over your right shoulder, and then swinging back and turning to look over your left shoulder. Back and forth, nice, loose, easy swing here from side to side, noticing all the sensations. And then coming back to center, doing some shoulder rolls, so taking your shoulders way forward, and then squeezing the shoulders way up near the ears, rolling the shoulders back behind you and drawing the shoulders down towards the ground. Circling the shoulders slowly with awareness, noticing sensations. You can make small circles or large circles, noticing the difference. Not holding the breath, letting the breath breathe naturally. And then pause and circle back the other way around with the shoulders. Coming back to center with the shoulders in a neutral position, doing some neck rolls. So beginning by just dropping the chin towards the chest, noticing the stretch up the back of the neck. Shoulders are still relaxed and down. And then allowing your right ear to roll towards your right shoulder. Notice if the left shoulder wants to come up near the ear, let it relax. And then reversing sides so the chin comes back to the chest and the left ear rolls towards the left shoulder. Just letting gravity do the weight here. The work of relaxing and opening the neck with just the weight of the head. Chin comes back to chest, right ear to right shoulder one more time. And chin back to chest and left ear towards the left shoulder. And then bringing the head into neutral position, we'll come into a balance pose, body like a star. So in balance poses, it's often most helpful just to keep your gaze down towards the ground, a couple of feet in front of you. Or if you're looking out straight out in front, keeping your gaze on something that doesn't move. And so coming to equal weight on your right and your left foot to begin with. And then stretching your arms out to the sides in a T position, shoulder height, palms turned down towards the ground. And shifting your weight over to your left leg, not collapsing on that left leg, but standing strong on the left leg. Make the right leg lighter and lighter until you can reach the right leg out to the right. You may keep your toes on the ground, or you may choose to pick your toes up off the ground, reaching away with your right foot. If you fall out of balance, take your time coming back into the pose. Notice the commentary that might arise. And then release, taking your right foot back to meet your left and relaxing your arms at your sides, coming back into mountain pose for a moment. And then shifting your weight to your right foot. Once again, reaching your arms out to a T position. And as you're ready, left leg gets lighter and lighter, reaching your left leg out to the left. Again, you may lift your foot up off the ground, or you may keep your toes on the ground. See what's most helpful for you in this moment. Explore. Experiment. Get curious. And then release, taking your foot back to the floor and your hands back to your sides. Taking the hands to the hips, turn to look over your right shoulder, keeping your torso facing front, the hips facing front, but the shoulders will move to the right as you turn to look over your right shoulder, noticing sensations. Coming back to center, turn to look over your left shoulder. Again, hips stay facing forward as much as is possible for you, noticing this gentle twist. And coming back to center, release the arms down at the sides, returning to mountain pose. We're going to do a forward bend next. So you may want to use a chair. You can do a forward bend sitting in a chair or standing facing the chair and using the chair for support. Be sure if you have any pain in your low back to take care not to aggravate that. And begin by standing strongly on both feet, hands on your hips, and reaching your sternum, your breastbone forward, keeping the shoulders on the back. Nice tilt to the pelvis as you go ahead and come into a forward bend, hinging at the hips. Your hands may come to your thighs or your calves or to the floor or to the chair if you're using the chair. If you're sitting in the chair, separating the legs and allowing the torso to fall forward. Release your head and shake the head yes and no, moving the shoulders around. Tuning in to see what would feel good in the neck and shoulder area in this forward bend. And then if you have no problems with your low back, feel free to roll up one vertebra at a time. If you have some low back pain, put a little bend in the knees, stretch the arms forward, keeping the upper arms near the knees, near the ears. Drop the hips and like a fulcrum, come up to standing. Pausing again in mountain pose. Noticing all the sensations, the thoughts that may be present, any emotions that are arising. This will happen all the way through the practice, naturally, And you can be curious about what's here right now in each moment, moment by moment. We'll come into a forward bend again, this time reaching alternately one hand forward and the other hand forward. So as you're ready, standing strong in the feet, hinging at the hips, and bringing the upper torso over into a forward bend. Again, either supporting yourself with your hands on your legs or on the floor or on the chair. And then if you choose to, reach your right arm forward. Upper arm is near the ear, fingers are reaching forward and long. And then releasing the right arm back to the leg or the floor, stretching your left arm forward, reaching long and strong. And then releasing your left hand back to your leg or the floor, once again preparing to come up out of the forward bend, either by rolling up one vertebra at a time or by bending the knees, straightening the arms, upper arms are near the ears, dropping the hips, and like a fulcrum coming up to standing. Pausing again in mountain pose. Preparing to come into chair pose. Feet are parallel, hip-width apart. The knees will stay in line with the ankles and the hips, not splaying out to the sides or falling in towards each other. Reach the arms forward, shoulder height. And as you're ready, reach your sit bones, the top of the femurs back, as though you're going to reach behind you and sit in a chair. Noticing the strength this pose takes. Coming down just as far as you are able. And then release, coming back to standing, taking your arms to your sides, returning to mountain pose. We'll now prepare for tree pose, another balance pose. So you may want to turn so that you're not facing other participants or other people who may be moving. If you have the option to look out of a window at a tree, it's a nice way to do a tree pose. Reminds you of the sturdiness of the tree, but also of the flexibility, the way trees move in the wind. It's fine to be a little playful as you do this, not taking it so seriously that you become rigid and tense. So beginning in mountain pose, and then shifting your weight to your left leg again, making your right leg lighter and lighter until you can lift the sole of the right foot, opening the right knee out to the side, placing the sole of the right foot either at your ankle, where your toes can stay on the ground supporting you, or at the inside of your calf, or the inside of your thigh. Be careful not to put the sole of the right foot against the knee. And then inhale your arms out to a T position, or up into a V position, or you can cross the wrists and interlace the fingers, reaching the fingers up towards the sky. Find your breath, focus. If you fall out of balance, take your time coming back in. And then release, taking the hands and the right leg back, right foot back to the floor, hands back to your side, coming back into mountain pose. And then switching your weight to your right leg. Making your left leg lighter and lighter and lighter until you can lift your left foot up off the floor, placing the sole of the left foot at the ankle or the inside of the calf or the thigh. Opening your left knee out to the left. Reaching your arms out to the sides to a T position. or up overhead in a V position, or crossing the wrists and interlacing the fingers, reaching tall towards the sky. Grounded, present. One more breath here. And then release, taking the hands to the sides and the foot back to the floor. Returning to mountain pose, noticing sensations that are present, thoughts that may be here, emotions that may be present. And then moving from mountain pose to a seated pose. So coming to sitting on the floor or the mat. And drawing the soles of your feet together and letting the knees fall out to the sides. Back nice and straight and tall. Head resting on the shoulders behind the back, not jutting forward. If you'd like to reach for your toes, if that's a possibility, that's fine. Otherwise, hands can rest on the legs. Noticing the effects of gravity on the hips, opening, softening, releasing. Then keeping your right leg where it is, stretch your left leg out flat on the floor, taking the sole of the right foot to the inside of the left thigh. Stretch the arms up overhead, lifting long and tall, come up and over your left leg. You can reach your arms towards your left calf or your left thigh, bringing the sternum or the breastbone forward towards the leg. And then as you're ready, releasing the head, rounding the back, letting yourself fold over your leg. Pausing and finding your breath, noticing sensations. And then release, coming back up to sitting, switching sides, letting the other leg stretch long on the floor, your foot against the inside of the thigh. Reach the arms up overhead once again. Tall and long, reach up and over your leg, your extended leg. First, keeping the shoulder blades on the back with the sternum breastbone reaching towards the leg. And then go ahead and round the back, dropping the head forward, forehead toward the leg. Inhale yourself one more time back up to sitting. Release, stretching both legs long. And making your way onto your back for resting pose at the end of the yoga practice of today. The feet can fall away from each other, arms at your side, palms turned up if that feels okay for you. Maybe rolling the head a little from side to side, releasing the neck, and letting the support of the floor hold you. No need to hold yourself up. Letting everything release and scanning through the body, noticing all of the sensations in the body, the broad expanse of the back on the floor, back of the head, heels, hips. Tuning in to whatever sensations are present in this moment in your body at the end of your practice, as well as any thoughts, just noticing them. You don't have to jump on them or stay with them. Just notice the thoughts that might be present and any emotions that may be here in this moment. Coming back to the breath and the body and lying here for as long as you choose.